It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
And now, live from the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey, it's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports, starring New York Giants legend Billy Taylor and me, legend in my own mind, Jim Cotton.
Ah, thanks, guys.
Okay. We're getting silly for the holiday show, aren't we? And also featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. U Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. More on you and the company shortly. But for now, welcome to our holiday show here on Fox Sports New Jersey, folks. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. Not just the players, but the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports, and writers and books, as our special guest is going to be talking about. All you need to know, whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance and walk the walk and talk the talk, and if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and you'll be good to go. And we want audience participation as well. So we do have our studio hotline available. So hotline number is 732-545-9282. And it's our special holiday show. Hello, you coffee, and welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Jim. And, yeah, also, if you want to interact with the show, we're live on Facebook at Coffee Sports Collectibles.
Great.
Just comment in the comment section, and we'll try to get as many comments as we can get to in the hour.
Right. So we have the studio hotline, and you could jump on the Facebook if somebody wants to write in a question as well. So that's great. See, we're really progressing here, folks. What a modern world. But it is Christmas time here in New Jersey. It's crazy cold for everyone living here, you guys know.
Very cold.
Oh, my gosh. We were here early this morning, and it was like I left the house. It was about 16 degrees. And,
16, yeah.
And living in Woodbridge, we wound up with about 2 to 3 inches of snow yesterday. I mean, come on.
Sucks for you, Jim.
I was not ready for that at all. Shoveling and ice scraping. Oh, my God.
No, down in Ocean County, we don't get that. We don't have to shovel anything.
That Southern Jersey guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So we're excited. We've got a great show today. There's a million things going on. Oh, my God.
Right.
I mean, so much football-related stuff. But
yeah.
We're going to start with just a quick note on something that happened last night. We want to mention it?
Unfortunate news, Mr. Ricky Henderson passed away yesterday
from
pneumonia.
Yeah.
And I remember him as a kid watching him. Like, he was one of the first with Manley and Winfield watching them as they were growing up.
All-timer.
I mean, he was greatest base dealer, you know, best leadoff hitter. He was a great guy, great family man.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. It was sad to hear that he passed away.
Yeah, it was so much going on and everything happening, and it was just like all of a sudden they announced it last night. And he's only 65. He's going to be 60. He would have been 66 on Christmas
on
Day.
On Christmas Day, his birthday, yeah.
And sadly,
crazy.
He died of pneumonia.
So young.
Ricky was such a in great shape guy, too.
Yeah, I saw him like 2 years ago. He looked like he still play.
Yeah.
And,
I got to know him 20 years ago, too, for some hotel thing I was doing. I got to know what a great guy.
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Was just like this real personality. So, well, we just wanted to start with that. It was very
sad. Rest in peace, Ricky.
Yeah, R.I.P. Ricky, so God bless. But at any rate, we'll go on to other things here as well. We're going to talk football, NFL. We're going to talk college football, playoffs. A little later on. But we've also got, they were very excited about this. We've got a very special guest today. He's a world-famous sports writer, for the New York Daily News and the New York Post for years, and always a big fan. He wrote a lot about the New York Giants. He covered all of the NFL, and he also covered golf as well. He's written, I think, 3 books now or 4 books, perhaps.
Yeah.
But he's also a Jersey lad right here, so it's really exciting for us. And he's got a book out now, and it's called City of Champions that he wants to talk about as well and go over the demise of NFL football here in New York. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hank Gola. All right. Hi, Hank. It's Jim Totten and you, Coffee. How are you?
Good. How you boys doing?
All right. We're freezing our butts off here. You?
Yeah, absolutely freezing.
15 degrees. 15 degrees this morning at Parsippany.
Oh, okay. You're right in Parsippany. Wow. You know that. Oh, hey, but then again, it's December in Jersey, right? What do we expect?
Not 16, though, maybe. Maybe 26.
A little bit.
Right. Hey, Hank, really, you and I, obviously, very big fans over the years. Former Giant season ticket holder, so I was there every week for many years.
You burned your ticket? What did you do with those tickets?
Yeah. Remember that thing called PSL, Hank?
Yeah.
When that came out, I was like, you know what? My tickets are for sale.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
That actually got very crazy.
You know, you always hear guys, well, our tickets go back to the polo grounds. You know, I don't know how many tickets go back to the polo grounds these days.
Well,
not many.
Well, I can't believe you'd have said that story. That's amazing. My stepfather, God bless his soul, and actually we're going to get to pierogies in a minute, Hank. I just thought of that. But my stepdad, who passed away 2 years ago, it would have been in 94. But he's from Bergenfield. And he actually went with his buddies. He was a Rutgers boy at that point, 1958, the greatest game ever played, the championship game with the Colts and the Giants.
Right.
Yeah.
And him and his buddies just jumped in the car and said, let's go. You know, big sports guys.
Yeah.
And they went to that game, the greatest game. And they bought season tickets after that because it was a game. And they had the tickets from 1958. You know, until he gave them up to me in like 95 or something like that. And he turned them over to me.
Those things turned over in wills. They left tickets in their last will and testament.
Well, actually, this is funny because he's my stepfather. So he had a different last name, right? So you're right. What we had to go through, we had to go through legal stuff to get those tickets. But now they're trying to can't give tickets away. So.
Right.
But that PSL stuff was absurd.
Yeah, you know what started there, right?
It wasn't just the Giants. That's what they do.
Jerry Jones started that.
What was it, Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Mr. Coffee, our co-host over here, is a little bit partial to Dallas and all
Mr.
that
Coffee,
stuff.
You got Joe. Wait a minute, you got Joe DiMaggio on?
There you go,
Joe and Joe.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine over the years, you Coffee has had some great glory, right? Yeah. And he doesn't drink coffee.
Right,
you don't drink coffee.
I don't like coffee.
That's unbelievable, though.
Yeah,
But anyway, speaking of the Giants and you, I mean, we were reading you forever, sir. You did. I know you did also the Daily Record out in Morristown. I think it started with.
I started at the Passaic Herald News.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Covering the Cosmos.
Oh wow!
Cosmos.
Oh my God!
And then I moved over to Morristown Record, and then got to the Post in '82.
Wow.
Up in the Daily News in 92. So only four papers.
Yeah.
But I'm a Jersey guy.
Yeah, Garfield. No. I mean, that must have been such a thrill to get that first Daily News job, right? You know, once you were in the local papers.
I was at the Post first.
Oh, Post and, first. I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah. So I had to cover the Cosmos, and then, you know, as they started going down a little bit, then I actually picked up the Giants. I was covering both of them for a little bit. And then that's how I got to the Post. Phil Mushnick, who I cover the Cosmos with, brought me over to the Post.
Oh my God! Well, surprise, surprise! Guess who our next guest is in 2 weeks?
Get out of here, Mr.
Phil Mushnick.
I could tell you some stories, but
oh good. Let's get some dirt on him.
Yeah, let's get some dirt on us.
I love Phil Mushnick. Yeah. I've been reading him forever too. Yeah. You know.
I'll tell you one right now.
Oh, here we go.
This is okay.
Okay, all right.
So we're out. Yeah, he won't mind this one. Others, he would.
Jared behind the glass over here, he's on the button over here. He's ready to...
No, you don't have to lay off the coffee.
No, right.
So the Cosmos are out in L.A. There's then they're working out in the Coliseum, and there's a big TV crew out there filming them for the news later. And of course, it's a big, you know, it's a huge Coliseum floor, and then we're on the other side with a net, and we're just screwing around.
Right.
And then Kinalia comes over at the other practice, and he says, get into the net. I'm going to show you about how you stop a penalty.
Giorgio.
So one by one, we're in the net, and I'm in first. And, you know, I was pretty athletic. I played high school baseball, so I was a pretty decent athlete.
Right.
And he puts it, and I get my hands on this thing, and it just spins right off.
Right.
Then he put on it, just shooting them in. So Mushnick is next, and I don't know how he did this, but he guessed the right way. He kind of dives to the right. And he deflects the ball, and he makes the save. It was incredible.
My God.
We're watching the news later, and the Cosmos are in town, and here they are working out. And they show Mushnick's save on Kinelli.
No.
As if he's one of the Cosmos.
I love
that. That's great.
That's the greatest stuff.
That was the best beat ever, the Cosmos. A lot of crazy.
You know, again, as a Bergen County guy, you know, I was caught up in all that stuff, too. I mean, you know, 77,000, they were selling out Giant Stadium. Yeah. It was amazing what happened with them, Hank, right? They just took off.
Yeah, it was like a... Yeah, it was like a supernova. It just exploded and then kind of went away. But it was, I mean, 77 and those years, the tailgating. They still have the largest, they still have the record for the biggest crowd at Giant Stadium because the Giants didn't sell the standing room and the Cosmos did. Yeah, so they have the record for Giant Stadium.
You know what it was, too? They brought in, obviously, Pele and started, but Canalia and Beckenbauer and. You know, goalie. And, you know, they were bringing it. And I was working in that area, you know, it's used from Ridgefield Park. And, and I was working at a hotel in Clifton right on Route 3 there. And, you know, we were getting all these guys. And then Canalia bought that restaurant right there, the sports bar. And these guys were just, you know, Hank. And they were just everywhere. It was unbelievable, you know.
Oh, it was great. It was great covering them because there was no wall between the media and the and the players, we were just kind of part of the traveling. And it didn't really matter what we wrote. We would criticize them. I mean, Mushnick, I remember the other day there was something up about because remember Ahmet and Nesui Erdogan?
They were the owners.
And they were part of the ownership.
Right.
And somebody posted something about him on the NASL site. I said, Mushnick once called them Vomit and Nausea Erdogan.
Oh man!
And you know what? They didn't care because they were stealing the back pages away from the Yankees.
Are you right?
That was Billy Martin back then.
Oh wow! Stole from Billy. That's doing something.
Oh man, that's unbelievable. You know,
it was incredible. Yeah.
But now, what an experience for you! And then what happened? So obviously, you were a sports guy. So to jump over to starting covering the Giants and stuff must have been great. You must have loved that, right?
Yeah, well, I lamented the Cosmos. I mean, I really loved covering the Cosmos because it was like nothing else.
Yeah.
So going over to the Giants was a little bit of a shock to the system because there was a wall there, right?
Okay.
And, you know, but, you know, compared to now, back then, I mean, there was no wall. We would be in the locker room twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Ourselves would come in, you know, BS with us, you know, and then coming again later when we're all writing our stories and BS again and smoke a few cigarettes.
Yeah.
And now you're just in for, now the media's in there for just a little time, and there's so many camera people and everything else in there.
Right.
It's ridiculous. To get a guy one-on-one is impossible almost now. It used to be, I wrote the book with Jim Burke after the Super Bowl in 86, right?
Yes.
And, you could develop relationships. Now it's much harder because you can't even get close to the people.
Right.
So, anyway, there I am. I'm an old school dinosaur. But, you know, it is. It's changed.
So, Hank, as Jim said, big fan. I've been reading you since posting the news. But did you grow up a Giant fan? Living in Garfield?
No. I actually grew up a Cleveland Browns fan.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Yeah, I like Jim Brown, who didn't, you know, I mean, the guys, you look at him today in those films, he could still play.
I know.
Right, he's as big as a linebacker.
Yeah. But I kind of dropped my allegiance after I started covering the team.
Of course. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah. So, but I was a Browns fan when I was a kid.
Frank Ryan. Was that the quarterback?
Yeah, Frank Ryan. Rex Ryan mentioned him once. Milt Plum.
Gary Collins.
Lou the Toe. Groza.
Oh, well, that's true, too. He was the great kicker, right? Lou Groza.
For my time.
Now, that's what happens, though, once you become the writer. I mean, you can't really.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really.
So you were there as Parcells.
I love my picks, obviously. I love my picks.
More important.
Yeah.
So you were there as Parcells came in then with the whole change with George and everybody, right?
I started covering the team for the Morristown Record in 1981, and yeah, I was right there. I came in with Lawrence Taylor.
I was going to say Lawrence Taylor. Yeah.
Together.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So yeah. I saw that whole transition. Ray Perkins first, and then Parcells.
Right, Perkins was a disaster. Yeah. It was another one.
George, I was there for Ray Handley. I had just left because I got. Long story short, I don't report people, but I took the post was kind of really struggling at the time.
Yes.
They offered buyouts to everyone,
right.
If we would accept the 80% by working a 4-day week.
Oh.
And the entire football staff walked away. Me, Peter Finney, and Steve Serby. So I was out of work for a couple of years. And I missed the Handley year covering it, although
You didn't miss much.
I was going to say, you didn't miss much.
No.
Ed Serby, no. That's so funny. And Steve's still around doing it. Wow. He's
he'll never retire.
I know. And isn't his son? Oh, no, that's Bondi. Bondi's son is writing now, too, right?
Yeah, Stephen Bondi is writing. He still has the. Who is he? Where is he now?
I thought he's at the Daily News.
He's at the. No. Did he move to the. Yes, he is at the. I can't keep track. I think he's still at the Daily News. Yeah.
Well, it's the newspaper business, right? Let's face it, it's not what it was.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Well, everything's digital now, too, you know? It was online and stuff like that.
I have to admit, though, it's funny, and because you mentioned about the Post, and it's an amazing thing. I'll do promo for them. But they sent me an offer. You get the Post for 90 days for $1 a week, $12. $12.
Yeah.
Right on the bottom of the paper.
I will say this for the Post, and I was at the Daily News. I was the last paper. Of course, we had the tabloid rivalry, but the Post still operates like a newspaper.
Yeah,
they still spend the money. They still have people out there, it's as if it's 1985 with them. It's the coverage is the same. So I give them a lot of credit for doing that.
They're
probably one of the last actual newspapers in America right now.
There's still something about having that thing on my lawn at 7 in the morning, and I'm looking at a newspaper.
It's right. It's like,
but that's also for $1 a week. If I was paying $2 a day, I wouldn't do it. You know? But we had who's our hockey girl gal?
Molly Walker.
We had Molly Walker on 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, Molly's fantastic.
Yeah, follow her on Twitter, people.
You know, so we've had a lot of the great writers on. It's been,
by the way, I'm a Devils fan.
Sorry to hear that, Hank.
No, I'm sorry to hear you're a Rangers fan.
Yeah. Well,
I am too these days. Yeah.
I'm very happy where I am right now.
I know. You guys are doing very good.
I know.
I hate to give you credit, but...
We're all over the map, you know, with this.
Yeah.
But listen, we want to get...
I am a Jersey... As I mentioned, I'm a Jersey boy when it comes to rooting for a New York team or against a Jersey team.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be on this side of the Hudson. So you go have fun over there. Go ahead.
Listen, Hank, we're here to promote your books.
2048.
We're here to promote your books. So, Wick, can you have a minute? We're going to take a commercial break and get into City.
Yeah,
we'll
do the books. And I want to talk about the sorry state of the
Yeah, we want to talk
the
about
New Jersey football. Team.
Thank you very much. Okay, so why don't we take our first break, and we'll be right back with Hank Gola.
We've all been here, but what, little girl, is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gruff. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin.
No, 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 no.
because it's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats, to basketballs, to football helmets, to Funkos, to iconic photos, and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's C-O-F-F-E-Y SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Okay, everybody, we are back. The JT and the BT Express Show, all things sports, sponsored by Coffee Sports Collectibles. You Coffee will have more information about the company shortly. But right now, it's you, Coffee, and me, Jim Totten, here with our special guest, Mr. Hank Gola. Hank, thanks for waiting.
No problem.
Okay, good. Listen, one of the reasons we talked about... Oh, I have to mention this quick story, though. The reason Hank and I even got together to get him on. I don't even know if you know. Hank, I'm looking at Hank's social during the week. He puts up something about pierogies. Right. Oh. And his mother with a special recipe, right, Hank?
Well, it's my mom's recipe.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm Polish on my father's side, Karpacka Rus on my mother's side, which is the same thing, basically. But we serve pierogies on Christmas Eve. It's the traditional Polish supper. And we were at my mom's. My mom has just turned 102.
God bless.
God bless.
We were there again this year, maybe.
And that's the story. My mother is Polish and 94 and still going strong, thank God.
Going AC.
And goes to, we take her down to Atlantic City every month. She loves to go to AC. But she's the same thing with the pierogies. That's why every holiday. Oh, my gosh. It comes with every meal.
Thanks for bringing one in, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah. So we have a side order of pierogi sitting here with some spiked eggnog. So we're not responsible for anything we say after this, Hank. Okay.
No, you watch.
But that is how we hooked up. That we were like, hey, would you want to come on? And yada yada yada.
We always bring people together.
But anyway,
I actually have a pierogi ornament on my Christmas tree.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, you wanted to talk about the book, I think. Right?
It's been out there since 2018. It's City of Champions.
Okay.
It's on Garfield High School's 1939 National Championship football team.
Wow.
And yes, there was they did play a game for the national championship back there. They beat it was for FDR's Infantile Paralysis Foundation.
Wow.
Sponsored by the National Sports Foundation, which was chairman by Grantland Rice.
Wow.
And on Christmas night, 1939, they went down and beat Miami High in the Orange Bowl.
That's unreal.
On a 22-yard field goal by Benny Babula, who was one of the most sought-after high school players in the country that year. He actually went to Fordham, which was a great program.
Right.
And blew out both knees as a freshman and played only sparingly. And then, of course, the war hit, and then, that was it for college football. But 39 was, I mean, look, it was, they were coming out of the Depression and on the verge of World War II. So it was a great, great way to do a backdrop to the game itself and talk about what was going on in the country, especially in those two cities, in Miami and Garfield.
And they played this game. It's fascinating. They played this game in the Orange Bowl.
Yes, the Orange Bowl went up in 1930s, '87,
yeah.
I believe. Before that, they played in the kind of rinky-dink stadiums,
yeah.
Even Miami University. And, yeah, and Miami was the premier program in the South. It was considered an upset when they went down there and beat them.
Yeah.
But Miami, they wouldn't even play. Imagine this. Florida football now is like some of the best kids come out of Florida.
Right.
Well, back then, they had to go out of state to get competition. They would go to Atlanta. They would go to Tennessee, Savannah. Their entire schedule was out of state. They only played a couple of in-state teams. My other Miami team, which was Edison, and then a team in Jacksonville. And the rest of the schedule was packed with out-of-state teams. They would actually take airplane flights. This was in the Depression. They would take airplane flights to go scout teams.
Oh, my gosh.
And the coach on an airplane.
Wow.
It was an amazing
That's program. Amazing.
Yeah, and they always played before, you know, a big gates. It was a big deal. They played their games on Friday nights. And they played very few road games because all the teams that they played wanted to come to Miami and play there.
Well, of course, that makes sense.
It's a little bit of a break. But the 1939 game was officially designated as a national championship game. And people still talk about it in Garfield today. That was the first thing when my dad was from Garfield. He was actually in the gym. He had dropped out of school, but this was his year. They would have been graduated, those kids. And he dropped out of school, go to Depression, go to work, help the family, all that stuff. But he was in the gym as in the high school, which was not much of a gym.
Yeah.
When they read the results over the ticker tape. So there was a guy there, and the results would come in, and he would read the play-by-play.
Yeah.
And when Babula, the legend in Garfield, is when Babula kicked the winning field goal, it was announced, the place went so crazy that it created a crack in the wall or in the gym wall.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But it's legend in Garfield. I mean, it was, look, and then when they came back home, there were 23,000 people at the bonfire that celebrated the win. So it was pretty cool. It was a lot of stuff. A lot of material. I did a lot of research, and I'm very proud of it. It got really good reviews.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, Hank, how did that come about, though? Like, Garfield, New Jersey, to Miami.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that came about.
Well, Miami would have a Christmas, have a team from the north or the east every year around Christmas. And then when the National Sports Council came up, they did a lot to raise money for the which became the March of Dimes event
So they
came up with this idea of staging a national championship game in the Orange Bowl with Miami hosting it, since Miami obviously was the premier program.
Yes,
and they did a whole thing looking for a team to play them. So they were considering teams from around the country, as far as Montana and Wyoming.
Yeah, wow.
And then it kind of just came down to Garfield. Garfield had been undefeated for 2 years.
That's amazing.
Little Garfield, New Jersey.
Jersey football.
Yeah.
Jersey high school football back then was fantastic. It really was. And there were so many great teams that could have gone down
Absolutely.
In the Miami game.
Well, we were saying you is from Ridgefield Park. I'm from Dumont. So Garfield.
Ridgefield Park was good back then. Yep.
Yeah.
That was a good program too.
Yeah, we would have beat Miami too.
That's great.
But also, Garfield produced Luis Castillo, Charger player.
Yeah,
Wayne Corbett and Miles Austin.
Dallas got one.
Oh, okay. We got a little history there. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. If anybody wants to go onto YouTube and just search for Garfield, well, actually, this game is on, but it's in black and white. You could search for National
Championship. Yeah, I saw that. Yes, I did see it.
But I put up color film of the Garfield Passaic 1939 game. They were both undefeated. Garfield, of course, won the game. Babula ran for like 172 yards. And it is so much fun to watch because the color is so good. It looks like it was taken 2 weeks ago.
Oh, great.
So if anybody's interested in watching some great single wing football, and there was a beauty to it. There was a choreography
with
the single wing.
How did you do the research on this? My God, that's unbelievable.
I just stationed myself in front of microfilms. I mean, now everything is digitized. I wish it was now that I had
it would have saved you time.
But I was up and I was in libraries. When I cover a golf tournament in Miami, I just went over to the Miami library and I sat there and actually made a special trip there later on too. And yeah, it was just a lot of newspaper, because back then, and this was true especially in New Jersey, the high schools were covered like proteins. There was a story in there every day. It wasn't just a little roundup of what they would build the game up, and especially if there were big, great teams like Garfield, they would have a story in every day, and advance, and then a huge game story, and then a follow. So there was a lot of material, and of course, a lot of newspapers back then. A lot of local newspapers. Yeah,
right.
The Herald News, the Bergen Record, the Newark News, Newark Star Ledger. And then all the teams that they played, Elizabeth, so they played Thomas Jefferson, Elizabeth. I went down to Elizabeth, to the library, to see what they said about the game in the Elizabeth paper.
Yeah, okay.
So there was a lot of material there, and they were very descriptive. The sports writers back then covering high school football were very descriptive. So there was a lot of good material. I owe them a lot.
Well, that's great, because we both, looked through it and read everything, and I can't wait to actually get the autographed copy of the book. But it's fascinating. For our audience, please, look for this book by Hank Gola. Hank, you also have another one
coming out.
New one.
I got another one. Yep, July. It's not out yet. It will be shortly for pre-order, but it'll be published in July. And that is, it's called Ryder Cup Rivals. And I kind of pick out the most competitive, the most pivotal, most impactful Ryder Cups in history. And, as a build-up to the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black this year.
Yeah, right. Oh, perfect timing for that.
Yeah, yep. Hank, I have a golf question for you. I mean, it's called Ryder Cup Rivals, the fiercest battles of golf's holy grail. You can pre-order next week on Amazon. My question is, though, with Tiger Woods, he's about to turn 49. I know you have to be 50 to be in the senior PGA Tour, which is now called
the
PGA Tour Champions.
Tour,
But he's come up, in a year to be requirement is 50 years old. Do you think with his injury history, do you think he'll join the senior PGA?
I don't think you'll see him much on the Champions Tour. I think he might play in Senior Open. It's kind of like Phil. Phil played a couple of events, won a couple of events when he turned 50. But he's not going to want. I just don't.
It's still a grind. It's a grind. He's not going to want to do that. He doesn't need to do that.
But it's not as big of a grind as the regular.
The money's not there. It's just,
okay.
He doesn't need to do that.
But I will. He'll play in the senior majors.
Right.
I obviously see him, because I'm sure he wants to be one of the guys who's won both the U.S. Open and the Senior Open. So I'm sure you'll see him in the majors, probably the British Senior Open and stuff like that as well. But as far as a regular on the Champions Tour.
Right.
I don't see that.
Well, that book sounds great, though. So it's all these different stories about all the different rivals, right?
Yeah.
The Ryder Cup.
I tried to focus in on, although the Ryder Cup is, it's this great, everybody thinks it's this great exhibition of sportsmanship and camaraderie. And, it was never like that, even in the first one in 1927.
Yeah.
There was gamesmanship going on. So I go, I get into, why this thing has become this most passionate event in golf. These guys, even though the American team's being paid this year, I don't know why.
Mention that about the money just came out the other day. I guess they've been getting $200,000 stipends recently.
Yeah.
But they've decided, the players, the PGA, the commissioner or whatever, Dean or whatever his name is, right, and all of a sudden now they're getting $500,000 a player. Am I right, Hank, for this?
Yeah, you're correct. I think part of that goes to charity.
Yeah, they're allowed to.
1999.
Yeah. But that's
that's crazy.
The money
is just.
1999,
they've been getting money. That's when it first came up. I actually write about that in my book.
Oh, okay.
It first came up in 1999. And now this is the PGA of America. It's not to be confused with the PGA Tour. These are two separate organizations.
Right.
So the PGA of America runs the Ryder Cup. The PGA Tour, if they knew what they were giving up, would never have given it to them. They separated, but they do now. So it's a big money making thing for the PGA of America. But so they're the ones who agreed to pay them. But 1999, when they first started griping about the money, they would get money, but it would go to their charity. They would designate a charity. Not to themselves. There's no, and Rory said, I paid him on the European side. He said, I'd pay to play in the Ryder Cup, never mind paying me. So, yeah, it's a little jaded.
That's okay, well, we're going to look for that book, too. Okay, absolutely. Look, Hank Gullah, we have 5 minutes left with you. We said okay, we're going to talk the demise of New York football. So, well, where do we start?
Well, they both stink.
There you go. Okay, that's it. Thank you, Michael. Okay, take care. Go ahead.
I would like to propose, because I'm thinking this is the 100th year of Giants football.
Right, it was supposed to be a big year, right?
Is this the worst team ever to put on a Giants uniform?
Seriously.
And I can only think of the 1966 team, which went 1-12-1 under Allie Sherman.
Right.
Started the goodbye Allie stuff. And I think I could propose, like, how about a Madden game between the 66 team and this team? I mean, Will Johnson would probably want to get involved too.
Of course. The Jets would have too many teams to choose from. That's great, though, Hank. That's true.
Yeah. No, the 1966 team was awful. I mean, I did a story that 66 New York season was awful. I mean, even the Yankees finished the last place. Every one of the New York teams was terrible. And I did a story back when, 2013, I think. But I talked to John Mara, and John Mara told me a story that he said, he's just a kid, but he said, we had a quarterback. We signed a quarterback named Tom Kennedy. Now, Tom Kennedy was signed because both Craig Wood and Earl Morrow were hurt that year.
Yeah.
So they actually signed a minor league quarterback.
Oh, my God.
He was playing with some San Francisco team, whatever it was. The guy spiked the football on fourth down.
Oh, great.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. They played, they lost to the Redskins at old RFK Stadium. They scored 41 points, the Giants. They lost 72-41.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My God.
In the highest scoring game ever played in the NFL. And Sam Huff spent the entire game, he was playing for the Redskins, he spent the entire game screaming across the field at Allie Sherman because Allie had traded him, let him go.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was upset. Why would he want to play on the other?
Oh, my God. Redskins, you know? Oh, my God.
Not a Giant. He should have been happy. And Otto Graham, the Redskins coach, he was in Otto's year all game telling him to run up the score. So Otto, with like 29 seconds left, instead of letting the clocks run out, called a timeout and kicked one last field goal to add 3 points onto it.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That probably was the worst thing. As far as the Jets go, I mean, somebody put out a meme the other day that they were the last team to appear in the Super Bowl before the moon landing.
Yes, I did see that.
Right. So I called that one giant leap backward for Jet time.
Yeah, but hang to your little joke before.
Perfect.
I don't know if anyone got that joke with the Madden. Like the Jets, you know, the coach didn't, I mean, the owner is talking about because they didn't get Judy, the receiver from the Broncos, because his batting rating was too low. That's what Hank was alluding to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who's worse, Jerry Jones or Woody Johnson. Like, he's going by batting ratings for his team?
But, you know, it got to the point this year now where they're both just like the worst teams in the league.
The Raiders too, but yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, there's others, obviously.
Yeah, well, they managed to beat the Jaguars last, and Aaron Rodgers has played a little bit in the last couple of weeks. I mean, the Jets have more to build around than the Giants.
You did right.
Yeah.
For sure. What do you think? Do you think they should get rid of the GM and the coach, the Giants, or no?
Well, Dable's gone.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, he's not. I mean, the only reason he's not gone is the Giants never fired anybody during the season. They
right.
Don't do that. That's not their style. But he's gone, and I think the GM's gone too. I think they're going to have to. Because this is almost a total rebuild now.
I know.
There's really nothing. There's not much to build around there. You know, where do you go? And none of the units. The defensive line had some potential this year with Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns has been a disappointment too. I mean, he was a good edge rusher for the Panthers.
Yeah, I know.
He just hasn't lived up to it. But there's really not any. Just pick a unit out. I mean, maybe a player here and there, but there's really no strength.
Yeah, no, I know. There's no positives at all except for neighbors. Right. except for Malik Neighbor.
And Tyrone Tracy.
Tyrone Tracy is going to be at one of your signings.
Yeah, of course, Tyrone Tracy. But, you know, Tyrone Tracy replaced
Saquon Barkley. Right.
Yeah.
We're not going to pick on him, though.
What number? What number?
You Coffee's got him on one of his signing things coming up next month, so we're not going to pick on Tyrone.
Right. No, it's a sad situation.
It is. It's really rough for us. But,
well, by the way,
not for everybody.
Can Billy Taylor call in with his Madden rating?
Hank, on that note, we have to run. We are out of time. Right. We could go on another hour with you. You're so much fun, sir.
You'll have to call me back.
Yeah, we'll get you on, please. We would love to have you on, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Hank. Thank you.
We really had a great time, though. Thanks so much, Hank. Everybody, right, Hank Gola.
Thank you for the book.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
City of Champions.
Happy holidays.
Okay, one thing. What we talked about giving away a pair of Mets or Yankee tickets for next season, okay? The trivia question is, this is what you have to call in on, 732-545-9282. I'm going to make it easy, for the audience, okay?
All right.
All right, because I even wrote on the promo for our loyal listeners.
Right.
So, okay. So, a very simple question. Who was our guest last week's show?
Wow.
Okay.
Very easy. You
get that answer and be the first caller, okay, to that number, and you'll win a pair of tickets to either a Mets or a Yankees game. How's that? Fair enough. Perfect. It's the holidays. We're giveaways, right?
You're like Santa, Jim.
Okay, and then we're going to take a quick break, and then we've got a couple other things to do after that.
We've all been here, but one little girl, is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from growth. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats, to basketballs, to football helmets, to Funkos, to iconic photos, and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's COFFEY SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Oh, wow, it's that time of the show. Gosh, it's like Christmas time. I've got a little Bailey's. I'm sitting here. I think I'm going to put it, I'll put it in my coffee. Huh? Maybe it's time for Coffee's Corner. Oh, our weekly little five-minute shout-out for you, Coffee, to talk about what's on his mind. Coffee's Corner, you, Coffee, take it away.
All right, Jim, sorry, just blowing my nose using a tissue and putting my tissues box.
There you go.
So, for those on Facebook, you saw it. The others, you just heard it. Anyway, all right, Jim, I'm over here now.
Oh, thank you very much.
Today's Coffee's Corner is sponsored by aforementioned tissues, a tissue box holder with trash can built in, so when you're blowing your nose all day, like I was the other day, and when you're sick or you have allergies, you don't have to leave instead of leaving them on your table and your bed, your couch, etc., you can just put it in the trash can attached, and you don't have to keep getting up every time you blow your nose. So if you use tissues, you need tissues, check them out on Facebook at tissues. And their website is tissues.com, T-I-S-S-U-S-E-D.com.
I just wanted to see real quick. I caught a cold this week, okay? I've been using tissues all over the house this week. Patty's screaming at me, where's the tissue? Where's the tissue? So right, I've been using it, though. I have it next on my night table. It's very handy.
I know it don't seem like a guy thing, but you know,
very handy,
you need it because then you get yelled at by your wife for leaving your tissues all over the place.
So it is a guy thing,
I mean?
Right,
it is a guy. It should be. But anyway, over here at Kobe Sports Collectibles. Oh, I'm sorry. Tissues has a buy one, get one until the end of the year.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So you buy one. On a website, if you buy one, they'll send you two, and so on. Over here now at Kobe Sports Collectibles, we still have our 20% off our entire website. Coming to an end, though. You still have time until the end of the year. Just use the promo code EXPRESS, EXPRESS, to get 20% off our entire site until January 1st. Follow us on all social media, especially Facebook, where we do auctions every day of signed memorabilia. And holidays excluded, obviously, some holidays. And we're all, follow us on all platforms, same name, Coffee Sports Collectibles. We also will be set up in White Plains in January 17th to the 19th in Westchester.
That's a big
White
show.
Plains. Yes, it's a very big show. A lot of players will be there, probably like 20 to 30 players will be there, signing autographs, taking pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And we'll be set up at a table selling our... formally signed memorabilia.
Great.
At the show. So come say hello to our table. And a
couple of the big names. Who do you got? Anyone you off the top of your head?
Yeah, well, Darryl Strawberry, Keith Hernandez is going to be there.
Oh, great.
Lawrence Taylor is going to be there.
There you go.
And if you go on Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook, it's all on there for more information.
Beautiful.
And as Jim, we kind of alluded to earlier, we have a signing coming up.
I see that.
Mr. Tyrone Tracy Jr. of the New York Giants, one of the very few players that are very good on the Giants. He will be at the Ocean County Mall at Santos Sports. You know what? I got to start charting Tony because I'm getting a lot of his company here. But I'm just kidding. Anyway, it's February 1st. It's a Saturday at the Ocean County Mall on Hooper Avenue in Toms River. Tyrone Tracy of the Giants. Come meet him February 1st from 2 to 4. More information or tickets, go to santosportsnewjersey.com or call 732-600-4396. Mail-ins and wholesalers available. Again, call that number, 732-600-4396, santosportsnewjersey.com. Tyrone Tracy signing February 1st. He hasn't done a lot of signings, so
come out
and meet Tyrone Tracy. And so now, being that it's Festivus Eve, we have to do airing of grievances, well, as sports version, obviously. So we'll do a thing. I could have done a lot of, you know, I could have done my Cowboys losing to the Packers or just Jerry Jones in general, the Rangers debacle, but for me, it's got to be the Yankees, you know, because... It's about winning sports, and the Yankees didn't win, and...
Aggravated you.
You know, and then all I got to say is right the fifth inning.
The fifth inning. There you go.
That's really all I got to say.
It's forever now.
And, you know, so my... On a naughty list, let's not be on a naughty list next year. Jim, what is your grievance of the year?
Well, you know, it's funny because you mentioned this idea, you know, talk about something. It's always bothered me been doing these sports shows for several years now, and it's like... One thing you're dealing with is a lot of ex-players, you know, and no names or anything like that. It's just an overall view of you know, ex-players. They think their S don't stink. Okay, it's like, you know, we work so hard to try and get guests on the show and you know, and have these guys, and it's like they think, oh, what is this, like a little rinky-dink show or something? But, you know, everyone's out here just trying to do the job and... You know, we're asking, you know, these guys to come on for 10, 12 minutes and do a spot, and it's like, it's so frustrating. You know, my gosh, it's very rough to deal with that sometimes, these guys.
Absolutely, I deal with them with the signings and stuff, too. And
you do it with signings.
I would say I'm going to good generation. Most of them are no one in particular, but, you know, some of them, I get it, you know, whatever. They were, they've also been told they've been great their whole life, so I get it, but.
They look at like, oh, well, look at you two. Here we are.
I get the frustration too, Jim, I get it.
Yeah, so there's my grievance.
Right.
That's great, though. That's a great little spot. I think we're going to start doing grievances for that.
Airing of the grievances.
But that's all through Coffee Sports Collectibles, so that's great. And thank you for the sponsorship this year, you. We've had a great time. You know, we're going to take a break off next week and be back for the January 5th show, and then we'll go from there.
But, right, yeah, no, it's been great. Fantastic. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, we did have that trivia. You know, the question was, who was our guest on last week's show for our loyal supporters? And the winner will get a pair of tickets to a Mets or Yankee games next year. We had a couple of callers. I think we have one, Joe Short. Hello, Joe.
Hello, sir. Let me tell you something. Jimmy T, you pack more into an hour than other hosts take a month to get to.
Joe Short.
Now, listen. Trivia, I had my kids at the Christmas Spectacular last week. I very rarely miss. I can tell you one of your best guests of the season was Frasier. Tremendous.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable.
Okay. We like that.
Trivia, I want to touch upon real quick.
Yes, sir.
The New York Knickerbockers.
Okay.
Bringing in Carl Anthony Towns, local boy.
Yes,
St. Joe's Metuchen High School.
Yes.
Jalen Brunson, one of the best point guards in the league. This is the year we make our run to the finals.
Oh.
We swing over to the Yankees. The unbelievable run to the World Series.
Yes.
Came up a little short against the Dodgers. That home run in game one by Freeman changed everything. Couldn't get Soto. We lost him to little brother in town, the Mets. But let me tell you something. We loaded up on pitching. We brought in the closer. We brought in Max Fried. We're going to be back in the World Series.
I love it. I love what they're doing.
I think football Giants.
Uh-oh, he's doing it all. Go.
Keep going.
I'm skipping over that. And my final point. Notre Dame fighting.
Let's go. Let's go.
This is the year. Watch it happen.
Joe, my partner over here, you Coffee, you just picked on every one of his favorite teams. The Fighting Irish, the Yankees, the Knicks. What about Rangers? You like hockey or no?
That's the one sport I don't follow.
Okay, no tickets for you then.
My dad never watched it. I never watched it. Mr. Coffee, I have the ticket stub from 2003, Game 7, ALCS.
Oh.
You may know it as the Aaron Boone.
Aaron Effing Boone.
Oh, yes. Aaron.
We're going to have to talk because I need Aaron Boone's signature on that baby.
All right. Oh, there you go.
All right, yes, Joe, follow us on Coffee Sports
Collectibles. Yeah, he does all these sports signings. Shows that's what his business is.
Aaron Boone is not one of my, but I'll try to get Aaron Boone soon.
Yeah, oh, that's great, you know. And we're all excited here.
You too. You're the best in the business.
Joe, we're all excited about Paul Goldschmidt, too. We like that deal, 1-year deal. Why not, right?
Oh, it's a no-brainer. Hey, listen, Juan Soto, $800 million, a lot of money, and 15 years. That's a long time. Let me tell you.
No, the Mets did us a favor. They did us a favor by signing him.
I like what the Yankees have done. I like Bellinger. Why not? You know,
if the Yankees sign Soto, that's all they're going to get.
The old saying is pitching wins championships. Believe me, our lineup is going to be just fine.
100%. Okay. I'm with you, Joe.
Based on this conversation, Mr. Joe Short, you are the winner of those two tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
But
it's a Christmas miracle,
I tell you. A Festivus miracle.
Happy Festivus, Joe Short. Happy Festivus. We'll work out something for next year, buddy. We'll get a game for you and go from there.
Gentlemen, thank you so much, and I wish you nothing but health and happiness in 2025.
And don't forget your dad, too, okay?
I'll tell him you said hi, my friend.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye. Excellent. That was good. Good stuff.
That was great.
He hit all the right buttons for us. He won.
Right. He didn't get the answer right. He didn't get the answer right, but he got enough right.
He got around that. And our who was our guest with you last week?
I don't even know myself, to be honest with you.
And it wasn't Paul. Hey.
Oh, it was Paul Heyman from WWE, wasn't it?
It was Paul Heyman from WWE. That was Brian Heyman from Newsday.
Yes, Brian
who we
Heyman,
love.
Great guy.
We love. Brian was awesome, man. Hey, I'm telling you, the eggnog is kicking in. So, all right now.
We better.
I got Bailey's in there. We got rum in that sucker. But what a great show we're having. Okay, hey, we got to throw this out real quick. Okay, CFP weekend, first round. Sorry, Mr. Coffey. To me, it was a disaster.
I'm not saying it was a disaster. I just said my Notre Dame. I love, you know, we've kicked
you and Joe
so
Short
we
and your Notre Dame. And, you know. But we're talking as an announcer, as a show host.
No, at the end of the day.
Not as a fan. The games were horrible.
Yeah, the games were pretty boring.
There wasn't a game that was close.
No, Clemson tried. Clemson gave it their old effort. Oh, college try, but at the end of the day.
Right? I mean, so I think obviously they've got a lot of work to do on retooling the first round.
They got a lot of changes.
Going to the home stadiums of these teams, it was just, you know.
It's kind of at a disadvantage, you know.
And did they make the right choices, you? Did they, you know, Clemson playing these guys and this one? And
it's hard when everyone makes their own schedule. It's kind of hard to do that.
Well, but the committee picked the extra teams, though. Then they made the matchups. It could have been anybody.
But how do you keep a team against SMU out of it? Like, they did earn the right to be there.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? And then it's not the committee's fault.
I know.
They got to do a lot of tweaking on this whole college football.
Now, hopefully it moves on to the next round and the next 2 weeks, and they're actually into the bowl games, too. They're playing the Rose Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well,
you're getting down to the teams now. You're going to see the games getting a lot better.
Any thoughts? You're the bigger college guy than me. Which one do you think is the best shot? Still the Oregon Ducks?
I don't know. I think Texas is going to win it, to be honest with you. Or Notre Dame, but I'm just saying Oregon and Texas really look really good.
Okay.
There's a lot of big teams can.
Hey, listen, we're down to 1 minute, pal. Okay, so NFL, we kind of covered anyway. There was a couple of big games, other games today. Eagles against Washington, right? Not a bad one.
Right, that's probably the best game of the day.
And Vikings, Seahawks, maybe not a bad game either. So, but anyway. Hey, listen, we are at the holiday break here, and like we said, we're going to be off next week and be back at it again in 2 weeks. But I want to wish everybody a happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. Hope you enjoy it with your family and your loved ones.
We're having the greatest time of our lives, man, doing this show. So hopefully
you
guys like us.
But, we'll see you next year.
Yeah, see you next year.
What are those today?
Okay, give me that rum. Give me the Bailey. Give me the law. But anyway, thank you all very much. Jared behind the glass, thank you. And happy holidays, everybody.
Hey. We are Blackhawks.
WKRZ HD3 Matahawkin. W263 DAFM Toms River. WRAT HD3 Point Pleasant. This is Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore.